Hello, my name's Ella Dixon, and I'm here on holiday with my mum, Sarah, and our three dogs, Dave, Rosie, and Pola, and we're on the island of Tiree. Tiree is one of the islands that makes up the Inner Hebrides, just off the west coast of Scotland, just down from another similar size that island called Col, and just a little bit across further out from the Isle of Mull. Tiree is quite a small island. It's about 12 miles from north to south and about 5.5 miles from west to east. And there's only about 600 people, more or less, that live on the island. So that gives you a bit of an idea of the scale and the infrastructure that's here. There's a couple of shops, a couple of pubs and restaurants, and the rest is just made up of tiny little white cottage croft buildings or farms to me and you. And each crofter or farmer has a little patch of land, usually overlooking the sea. And on there they graze chickens, geese, sheep and cows, and sometimes horses as well. And usually they just sort of live off the fat of the land here and just get by with what they've got locally. Some of the crofters are also double up as fishermen and women, so they go out in little fishing boats to do lobster pots and crab pots or actual fishing just off the coast of Tiree as well. I have guessed from the background sound there that today we're at the beach, we're at the seaside. We're at one of the many beaches they've got on Tiree, and it's an absolutely stunning white beach. It's crystal clear white sands and very, very lovely blue turquoise water as well. And it's a really, really calm day today. It's very, very mild for September, and I think we reached about 20 degrees Celsius earlier today. It's a little bit cooler now, but still the breeze is really, really, really calm. And because of that, the waves are really, really gently lapping this shore. And as I look around me further out, the sea starts to get much darker blue, a really deep blue. And I can see lots of little islands dotted around within this large bay. So there's about 12, 13 little blobs as you head out to sea. And on those little islands, there's lots of seaweed, which make them dark in colour. And on some of them, there's some resting seabirds. Now, at this time of year, September, all of your traditional nesting seabirds have finished, and we've just got a few birds remaining out on the rocks. So there's a lot of what you'd expect. There's this sort of gull species like your herring gull and your black-headed gull, I think I can see as well. But then there's some other birds out there as well. On the far rocks, there's one particular little rock that's covered in cormorants and shags, and they've got their wings out today and they're sort of sunning themselves on those rocks. But you also might see them birds along the side of a river or a lake inland, because they're a fishing bird. They like to dive down into the water for fairly slender fish. I move my eyes further left, just as we start to get back into the other side of the bay. There's a very, very, very small rock, and on there's a pile of seals. Maybe 8, 9 seals, and you can only really pick them up with binoculars or if they move around a little bit. And these are grey seals. They're all grey seals that are set on this rock. And that's one of the two species of seals we get in the UK, alongside the common seal. Now, the grey seals at this time of the year, they're just about to start thinking about the mating period. But they're not quite there yet. They're still just sort of free roaming, going out to sea, fishing. And then they're coming in here on the warmer days just to relax, really, catch up on some sleep and to rest before that mating season begins towards the end of October, early November. And the seals, they have their young over the winter period, over the British winter. So January, February, March time is often a good time to see seals off the coast of the UK raising their pups. And they don't raise them for too long. I think it's about a month or two they milk the pups and then they send them on their way. That was the dogs running past there. They've got a ball in their mouth, so they're happy. As we walk back along the beach, I look left up into the higher ground of the dunes, where the sand has built up into lots and lots of layers over many years. And on the top of these dunes, there's lots of different grass species. And this is commonly known as mohair. Now these grasses are lots of different greens and yellowy colours at the moment. A little bit grey and sort of sandy coloured. But if you come in spring, summer, all the wildflowers that live on these habitats would be up, so it'd be a little bit more colourful as you looked up onto the dunes. As well as the seabirds, there's lots of other bird life on the island. Over the last few days that we've been staying here, we've seen a lot of oyster catchers. They're the black and white bird with the sort of carrot-like beak. And as well as that, we've seen lots and lots of curlew and lapwings, especially around the farmer's field in amongst all the cow fields. And lapwings, you may remember, are the beautiful farmland bird that's got sort of a greeny, blackish shine to the back of its wings, and they've got like a little tuft on top of their head, a little curl, a little tiny quiff that makes them quite distinctive. Lapwings have got three names. They're known as lapwing because of the quite distinct way in which they fly, with almost like paddle wings with black tips around them. Some people call them green plovers, and that's because of the green edge to the back of their wings. And other people call them peewit because of the sound they make, particularly when they are setting off into flight or coming down to land. Sort of a peewit, peewit. And I can't hear any just now, but I'll try and get some recording of some making a sound so you can hear them in action. So as you can imagine, Tyree is a really, really important habitat to lots of different species of birds. I've seen some birds of prey here as well. I've seen a peregrine chasing a starling, a peregrine falcon, on the beach. And a buzzard and a kestrel over the last few days as well. So there's some of the usual birds of prey that we get in the UK that live on this little island. As well as birds, there's lots of other species as well. We've seen loads of hares, particularly around the farmland fields. And hares are similar sort of shape and appearance to our rabbits, our wild rabbits that we get in the UK, but they're quite distinguishably bigger than the rabbits, and they've got a kind of much stronger jawline and much larger ears as well. And we've seen them running up to the cottage that we're staying in and running across the road. They're really quite brave here and in quite high numbers. And we've also been lucky enough to see an otter. We were on the east side of the island on a beach called the Maze yesterday morning, and we'd already spent the morning in the south of the island looking for otters really bright and early, and we'd had no luck. But of course, when we least suspected it, a couple of hours later, we stumbled on one. And this otter was just along the shoreline of the beach, sort of running around the shallows of the water. And we think that it might have been looking for some of the small young fish to eat, or maybe some of the crabs that are hiding in the seaweed. As we walk back along the beach, back to the car, the seals that I mentioned earlier have actually come off their rock, and some of them are now maybe 15, 20 metres just from where I'm stood, but bobbing their heads out of the water looking at me and the dogs. And I think the reason is they're just very, very curious. We've noticed seals doing this quite a bit this last week, particularly with the dogs. I think they can't help but come a little bit closer and have a little nosy at what we're doing. Yeah, they're really, really cute. They almost look like they're just rolling around under the water. And they've got these lovely long noses and these big nostrils that are quite set apart, and these lovely dark eyes. And it's hard to gauge how big they are, but I'd say, I guess these ones are probably 1.5 to 2 metres, these grey seals, in length, that is. And I think they do get bigger. I think the male seals can probably get up to 2.5-3 metres in length and push. They're just watching us as we walk along. So on this beach, as I mentioned, it's a lovely white beach with lovely, really, really crystal clear waters and white sand. But there is the odd bit that the sea's brought in. So along the tide line, higher up the beach, there's lots of little clumps of seaweed, different bits of kelp that's been washed ashore because of all the winds we've had at the beginning of the week. So that's all up at the top there. And then just along the shoreline itself, where I'm at now, there's the odd limpet shell that would have been stuck onto the rock, that because of predation or because of strong winds, they've blown offshore and come into the beach. And of course, all these different shells get ground down over time to make the beach into that sort of fine white sand that I'm looking at now. Every now and again, I'll come across a small crab shell. This dead crab, I should say. It looks like the crab meat inside has been taken, and that's an otter sign. that otters have eaten it and discarded the shells, or it could be one of the seabirds that I mentioned earlier. Oops, here's one now. So yeah, this is a looks like a little common crab. This one has still got, feels quite heavy, it's still got quite a lot of meat left inside, so I don't think this one's been eaten by an otter. But the poor fella's only got three legs left, two on one side and one on the other side. So he's not had a great time of it. But obviously, as we leave the beach today, no doubt the gulls and the seabirds will come in and they'll be eating him up. So that's food for them. As well as its wildlife, Tyree's gets some really good, strong winds, some really good winds that mean that a lot of water sports enthusiasts come to the island throughout the year and take part in paddleboarding, kite surfing, and mainly windsurfing. In fact, we gave windsurfing a go a couple of days ago, but didn't have much joy ourselves. And the windsurfers use some of the locks or lakes in the middle of the island for practicing on, and some come and use beaches like the one we're at today. One of the national windsurfing competitions was due to be held on Tyree in October next month, but the islanders decided that given the situation with coronavirus that they'd have to cancel it for this year. We're almost at the end of the beach now and heading back up the shore to the car, but just before we do so, I kind of look towards the right hand coast, and just on the edge of the mainland there's kind of a big lump that looks like it's a bungalow buried under grass, and that's exactly what it is. We were speaking to some of the locals on the island a few hours ago, and they told us of the history of that building. And it was excavated in the 1980s by Glasgow University students, and they discovered all of the life of the Croft House that was there many, many years ago. As we walk back up the beach, heading towards the car, we're walking through a thick mass of very smelly seaweed. And the seaweed is sort of all mushed into one big clump. And it's starting to smell as it decays a little bit. Really not that pleasant in smell. And there's lots of flies around as well. And as I look up on the hillside, there's one sheep staring back at me. and he stood between the remnants of an old building between two old stone posts. So he's looking really cool against the skyline at the top of this hill. And a little pied wagtail, a little white, grey and black bird with a long tail, has just flown by underneath the sheep and landed just a little bit further up the beach. And there's a few of them at the top of the beach, all wagging around looking for little bits of food in amongst the dried up smelly seaweed. It's a lovely smell at the seaside. Anybody that's been to the sea will know, no matter which beach you go to, there's a really lovely sort of salty sea air that that you can't help but enjoy. Oh, you might have just heard the wagtails as they flitter amongst the weeds on the beach. There's about six or seven of them now. And I'm just heading up to the car. I'm starting to walk through some of this mohair that I mentioned earlier. So in there, there's lots of different types of grasses and amongst lots of sea flowers and plants as well. Some of which are familiar to me, like the angelica. The thistles, and some of them look a little bit new as well, probably only grow around certain coastal areas. Well, thank you very much for joining us on our very short audio walk all the way from Tiree in Scotland. I hope you've enjoyed the time at the seaside with me, my mum and the dogs, and I hope to catch you next time. Take care.